Of course, you realise this is a full day that's passed since the last show we did. Today is the 16th of November, and you are listening to the podcast Napod Pomo series. Hello. Not sure if we'll keep that as a theme tune going forward for the rest of the episodes. Yet we've reached the halfway stage. This is 16th of November. It's Tuesday. Thank you very much indeed for coming along. Hope you had a great Monday. And I've got a couple of very interesting thingies to do today. One of them is a track that we originally played as a bedding track. I think it was on Sunday. Yes, it was. Got a podcast to promote that is somewhat technical. I've kind of left it to the second half of the month to geeking out. And going to be promoting a phenomenal musical artist today. Kind of breaking the trend by not promoting a podcast, but instead promoting an artist. But he's worth it. So, let us start straight away. Mark Marshall, as I said yesterday, and this is the bedding music that we're listening to as well, just a quick tweak of that. Aha, love it. Definitely my favourite, one of the favourite tracks on his album. Mark Marshall is a New York-based singer-songwriter, and literally he is a jack of all trades. He's a producer, he's a composer, he writes his own lyrics, he performs his own songs, he plays all his own instruments, and he has a very, very talented voice, both vocally and spoken. Now, up until this point, he's only released two albums. Now, the first album, he released them, but recorded them in the opposite way. The first one he recorded, but the most recent one he released, was an album called Merge, and it was mostly comprised of tracks that he recorded for his own purposes. He never intended to actually release it. Then he wrote and released New Eye. Now, New Eye is his flagship album at the moment. He's working on some new ones, but New Eye, you can actually still buy it. Markmarshall.bandcamp.com, I believe, is the address. Let me just double check that before I make myself look like a complete turnip head. Mark Marshall. Bandcamp.com. Yes, there we go. Yeah, Markmarshall.bandcamp.com, and he's got two albums on there, as well as some downloads available from his most recent project. So Merge is available on there to buy and download. You've got New Eye on there to buy and download, and also some of the tracks which he's released early from his 444 project. Now, the 444 project was it started in April 2009, and the idea was that he was going to create, in the space of a year, four new albums, three brand new ones based around pop, instrumental and rock, I think it was, brand new ones, brand new material, stuff never heard before, and also a remastered version of his album New Eye called The Other New Eye. Now, in May of this year, he announced that the project, as far as the timescale was concerned, had ended. But he backed himself into a corner and found himself more governed by the deadline to finish the project than by the project itself. So by ending the project, it freed him of the constraints for him to then be able to go ahead and continue the creative work of the project. Now, I'm hoping that very soon the project will come to fruition and we will have these four brand new albums available for download. MarkMarshall.com is his main website. If you head along to there, you can listen to so much of his material. If you register on his website, you can also listen to a lot of the material that has been created thus far from the 444 project, including a lot of unfinished work in progress tracks. So it's definitely worth having a listen to. So do go along to MarkMarshall.com, listen to his music, write to him, comment on his blog, and tell him what a phenomenally awesome bloke he is. So yeah, go and do that. Definitely much worth it. Okay, enough said about that. Shall we? Yeah, let's play some music, I think. We're going to play the track that we use as a bedding music on Sunday's show, episode number 14. This is Kendra Springer and Wistful. beautiful piece of music that was. Kendra Springer and Wistful. Awesome stuff. Right. Okay, I think the last thing we're going to do, because I'm getting tired and I need to go to bed, and this rather nice glass of, Jack Daniels has mellowed me down somewhat. after Sunday's show, I said to Bren in the reply to the email he sent me saying thank you for plugging his show, I should do more shows with Jack Daniels because they seem to work. Anyway, it's podcast promotion time, and as I said, I've left it until the second half of the month before I start getting geeky. And the show I want to promote is the Ubuntu UK podcast. Now, for those that don't know me, and I'm very surprised if you don't know this little fact about me, I am a Linux freak. I love Linux. It's an amazing operating system. And for those of you that are sitting out there on Windows and thinking, this is all there isn't. All right, there is more. Linux is just an awesome piece of kit. There's nothing that I need Windows for anymore that Linux can't do for me. This entire podcast is generated and produced and edited, and everything is done using Linux. You know, the only laptop that exists, or the only computer that exists in this house with Windows, is Caroline's. This desktop PC, my netbook, Amy's little XO, my mobile phone runs on Linux. And definitely go and check it out. The Ubuntu UK podcast is dedicated to the Ubuntu distribution of Linux, which its tagline is Linux for Human Beings. And what they try and do is they try and have created a version of Linux that is as user-friendly as possible. Now, there are thousands of Linux distributions out there. I started with Ubuntu many, many years ago. I think it was like 2005 I first used it. And yeah, it wasn't great, but it worked. And over the last 5 or 6 years, it's evolved into this amazing user experience, desktop experience, that I don't think you'll get anywhere else. It really is good. Very, very, very user-friendly. But yeah, the Ubuntu UK podcast is dedicated to that. And what it is you've got their five members of the Ubuntu UK Loco team, which is local community team. Alan, Tony, Davey, Simon and Laura, who host the show on a regular basis. Now, I have to say this as in the interest of disclaimer, I actually went to school with Alan. But that's not just the reason why the show's great. So if you're into Linux, or you just want to find out more about it, because a lot of non-Linux users do actually listen to the Ubuntu UK podcast, just to see what else is out there. But the thing about Linux, not everybody knows it's there. Not everybody knows what it does. People think that a PC, PCs run Windows, and Macs run Mac OS. No, there's more to life than that. Rant over, advocacy over. podcast.ubuntu-uk.org is the website for that, for the Ubuntu UK podcast. Listen to it, just check it out once. It's very entertaining, it's very amusing, it's not that geeky, you know. It's leveled quite well at non-techies, non-geeks. So yeah, go and check it out. So I think that's probably it. I'm going to go to bed now because I'm really, really tired. I'm going to get these shows released, and hopefully I'll get to bed at a reasonable time so I can get up at a reasonable time tomorrow morning. So that's it. If you want to get in contact, feedback@thebugcast.org. And barring any accidents or anything like that, that was very cheery, wasn't it? we shall regroup to get tomorrow. So have a great Tuesday, and we'll speak again on Wednesday. Ta-da!